This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulah ma'ad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters in Islam. And may Allah bless you and bless the UMA for having this poor slave of Allah to share these few words with you. First, we're going to do the three tells explanation. That means the tell them what you're going to tell them and tell them what you told them. That's called the three tells. So basically, I'll be telling you what we're going to be talking about, then we'll talk about it, then I will talk about what we talked about in a form of a question and answers. Hence, we have the candy that you see, the low-calorie candy, mashallah. So what we'll be talking about today is the different hats you will have in different situations and positions, especially you being a married woman, a mother, a child, a wife, a career woman, and so on and so forth. Hence the topic. Actually, I did not know there was a movie called Wonder Woman. Wallahi, I had no idea. I swear. But only when the brother, may Allah bless him, sent me back, that emoji, the face. He goes, Wonder Woman, Sheikh, and uniform and everything? Because I had no idea. So I found out later that it was actually a movie called Wonder Woman. That's not what I meant. I meant you as a Wonder Woman, really. So let me explain that to you, inshallah. Just in case you don't know who you are, Ukhti. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila mentioned you in the Quran in so many ways. As a matter of fact, there's one whole chapter, as you know, called An-Nisa, women. And there is no chapter, surah in the Quran called Ar-Rijal, men. Not only that, you are the best thing in life, the miracle of life, the pleasure of life, the treasure of life, the provision of life, the protection of life, the measuring stick of men, and so much more. The best money is spent upon you. Even the rights that you have is way more than we do. You are raised three times higher than we are, and so on and so forth. If you look into any other religion on the face of the earth, you will never find how much a religion that honors women than Islam. And that's one of the reasons you will find out more women embrace Islam than men. The statistics show actually there is four women to every man. Now, I'm not going to touch that one because I'll move on. When I talk to the brother, it's a different story, but right now I'd like to leave here in one piece. You understand? And since this is live stream, my wife is watching somehow. I know she is. All right. So now let's go to the explanation of what I just posed upon you. I'll explain first what the attributes are, then I will talk about the different hats that you wear throughout your life. And while you are a Wonder Woman, a real Wonder Woman, not the Bollywood or the Hollywood Wonder Woman. So let me start from the beginning. How Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala told us men that you are the miracle of life. And actually, I'll give you the proof of everything I say, which is not in the hadith or the Quran. Don't listen to me. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. I actually use this when I perform nikah, wedding ceremony. I actually use these some of the terminology, but I'll explain. But in the format that we're going to talk about today, you'll understand how a comprehensive way that you really are. When Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, ayah linguistically, the Arabic language means a mu'jiza. Ayah means a miracle. So Allah says, وَمِنْ, amongst, meaning that الطبعضية, amongst His signs, amongst His miracle, and خَلَقَ لَكُمْ. So He's talking to us men to make sure that we never take women for granted, so he called you a miracle. And he said, this miracle was created for you. That means he's telling men, if you don't appreciate the miracle I've given to you, because it's a gift, the scholars say. Now, if you don't appreciate it, that will be taken away from you. So he says, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ. Where from, ya Allah? He says, مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. From thyself. That means, the scholars say, if a man harms his wife, as if he's harming himself. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Spouses, soulmates. Why? It's called لام العلة. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. She is your source of peace and tranquility. That's why I say you are the peace and tranquility in our lives. So Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. She is your source of peace and tranquility. And he says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And made between the two of you mawadda. The Arabic terminology of mawadda is actually different than mahabba. Mahabba means love. But Allah did not use the word mahabba here because he used mawadda. Mawadda is much more than love. Active, gentle, compassionate, forbearing love. And he says rahma, mercy. Means one for you, one for the brothers. That's one opinion. The mawadda comes from you. That means the man is supposed to run to you, not run away from you. I will talk about that a little bit later, inshallah, in a different hats, okay? And rahmah comes from the man. Meaning that he has to be like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in dealing with you because he was rahmatan lil alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except to be mercy for all of creation. So when I talk to the brothers, I will talk to them in a different category. But when I'm talking to you now, I will ask about your duties. You understand? It's a different way. But when I talk to the brothers, I tell them, here's what to do. But I don't want to arm you up because after this, I will get angry emails from the brothers. What? After your lecture? Dude, they're coming with a... You got to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I'm going to... I'd like to come back to Australia, you know. Yeah. So when that's the case, one opinion is the mawadda from you, the rahmah from the brother. The second opinion is the beginning of the relationship, you have to have mawadda as your newlywed and so on. That means your foundation has to be strong. That means you're actually implementing an investment in the beginning of the relationship when you're lovey-dovey. As you grow old together, you have to have rahmah because, you know, you get on each other's nerves. You have to have rahmah as you grow old together. What is that sound? You know, that breathing in and out. What is that? What is it's different when you grow old together. So if you're married, you'll understand. And if you've been married for a long time, you'll understand that we go through ups and downs, which is fine. Normal, inshallah. So that's the first one. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula mentioned that you are the source of it because he says, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. Your wife is a beautiful telf. The source of provisions, the telf is like a beautiful tree. You are the one that gives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us through you the beautiful children. The one that will actually make dua for us after we're long gone, after a long, healthy, righteous life. This is the investment. And by the way, the hadith says that the best money is spent is the money is spent for your family. So if you noticed that really, even including the intimate relationships, is rewarded as a sadaqah. So you'll see that when the brothers, when I talk to them, when you get married, there's too many good things when you get married. So I tell them, you have a choice. Either get married or fast. And I'm pretty sure the brothers don't choose fasting very often. I can't do it, Sheikh. Oh, I'm too weak. I can't fast. Okay, well, get married, dude. Okay. So when we talk about the miracle that you are, and best thing in life, let me give you the proof of that just to make sure that you understand that this is nothing out of the context of Quran and Sunnah, inshallah. So the best thing in life is in another ayah. The ayah is, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala talks about, oh Allah, grant us the best in life and the best in the hereafter, the scholars will tell you that the best thing in life is a righteous wife. So, please understand also that it is a ni'mah. Why? Because even in the hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in narrations of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, says, الدنيا متاع وخير متاع الدنيا الزوجة الصالحة. Life is a mere pleasure, and the best pleasure in life is a righteous wife. And كنز من كنوز الدنيا. Among the treasures of life is a righteous wife. So please understand when we talk about you in the hats that you're a wife, Don't belittle that. I don't want you to think, what? Don't think in the mentality of, you know what, I am inferior. Not at all. I already told you that you're raised 3 times higher than us. So where are you inferior, ukhti? Yeah, if you go to Surah Al-Ahzab 33 and the numbers, you'll find out, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَمُسْلِمَاتُ وَمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمُؤْمِنَاتُ وَالصَّدِقِينَ وَالصَّدِقَاتُ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you equal in every act of worship. And if you even go to Ali Imran, so don't ever belittle yourself. You know why? Because you are the daughter of Khadija. You are the daughter of Aisha radiallahu anhunna ajma'in wa ummahatul muslimin wa al bayt al atari ajma'in. You are the daughter of Fatima radiallahu anha. You are the daughter of Nusayba. And so on and so forth. The best of women that were ever created. So if you think about your lineage, you should be walking proud. Walking around, know the purpose that you are here for and the noble cause that you're after. So I'm not looking for superficial reasons that you're here or what your measuring stick is according to your, with all due respect to your measurements. I talked about this before. And he says, I don't want you to think, my dear sister, that is your worth is what you look like. Or the higher, with all due respect again, the higher the certain things, the higher the raise. Or whatever you wear is exactly what you do. I want you to think that you're independent. I don't want anybody else around the world to tell you what to do, what not to do. Because you're only a slave to Allah subhanahu wa jalla. If you're there, that means you are free to any other human beings, including those people who want you, wal-iyadu billah, to go on the straight path to the wrong side. They will tell you what to wear, what not to wear, what to do, what not to do, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what is making you successful, making you successful, what is desirable, what is not desirable. And I want you to get off that, because that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula wants you to do. لِكَيْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. So you will be known as this noble woman, so you will not be harmed. Because I'm not that type of woman. I have a noble cause. I have a reason. I know why I was created, and I know why I was going. And that's one of the reasons I will be talking about this in details tomorrow, inshallah. So when you think about yourself, ukhti, amazing wallahi. A woman how? Can turn the whole family around. How is it with very little things you do wonders? Examples. The threshold of pain. You understand that if men were to give birth, life would finish as we know it, yani. Because we get a bit of cold and go, mommy, I want my mommy. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So you see death to give life. SubhanAllah. You go hungry to feed. You go thirsty to quench thirst. You devote your whole life to make who we are. You build nations, ukhti. Not just buildings. It's amazing, wallahi, what you do. So I never want you to think, ever, that you're just a woman. No. You are a miracle. Yes? So when you walk around, I don't want you distraught either. You know, don't mess with me, Annie. Don't go to your husband. When you get to be like me, then we can talk. But right now, you're going to have to make an appointment. No. But I'll tell you in the different ads. Okay? So we talked about the best thing in life, the pleasure in life, the treasure of life, the miracle of life, the protection of life. Why? The biggest fitna, and I can tell you that, the biggest fitna of men is whom? According to the Quran and Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيَّ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ خَالَصُ. So, this is not for the sake of Allah. It's Allah who told us that. The lurement of life is that the best, the strongest is women. So that's why, when I tell you, my dear sister, you could be a leader of good or wal-iyadu billah, the other side. You could be an arrow of shaitan or a slave of al-Rahman, a soldier, yes? So that's what the mentality, we're here to get better. The only thing I really want, before I go any further, is to ask for a favor. When I teach courses and I do, you know, I ask the participants, really, like the Six Sigma, right? Ask the end user. So I've given you the first tell. Let me now hear you out. Because I know the attention span is 20 minutes. So if I talk for whatever, I'll see steam coming out of your hair, and I start to get that puppy look. Did you say something? I hear noises and your mouth is moving, but I have no clue what the heck you're talking about, man. Okay? So let me hear you out, sisters. Let me hear you out. What were you expecting from this lecture? And don't tell me just to get away from my husband. Let him take care of these lovely, lovely creatures. Yes, Ukhti. Good for you. Get a boost if you find out who you are. Amazing. That's really the purpose of this. Anything else that you were expecting from this, my dear sisters? Yes, Mahdi. To meet me? I'd like to meet that guy to wear. I'm just a poor guy, wallahi, Ukhti. Allah bless you. It's an honor and pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yes, my dear sister. For you. You know what, Ukhti? I wasn't going to talk about it, but I will talk about it. Actually, it's on YouTube. I talk about it. I think it was a conference in the UK, but Muslim women role in the West, something like that. You can hear the whole lecture there, but I will address it, inshallah. But thank you for letting me know and sharing that with you, inshallah. Any other reason that you're here, my dear sister? I'm sorry. Seek knowledge. Awesome. May Allah reward you for that intention, Ukhti. Allah is zikr khair. Now we're all learning, wallahi akhti. That's very good. Anything else? Okay. Yes, my dear sister. Right. Just in case you don't hear it on live stream, the sister is saying to remind us of what we do on a daily basis for our lives, for the children, for our spouses, and so on. Really, akhti, you are a world in one person. Subhanallah. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, I'll tell you the reward in the end, because as a human being, you need to do things for a reason, right? Everybody does something for a reason. So I want to give you something in this life, not this person again, and what's waiting for you in the year after, yes? That's more like, that's the care that we're after. So now my turn. I only ask for one thing. I haven't changed it yet. No matter where I go, I ask for one thing. Anybody heard before? I asked for something. It starts with a C. T? C. Sorry. Start with a C. Coffee? No. I actually don't drink coffee or tea, but thank you for asking. I'm sorry. What was the question? Why is cereal much better with milk? That is a question. To be or not to be? Yeah. The question is, what I heard what you're looking for. I heard you loud and clear. And may Allah, inshallah, give us the ability to be able to address it. Now I'm asking, what do you think I look for? I only ask for one thing. So only ask for, when you come to these doors, you leave these doors, good. So I ask for change. I don't mean like change. Give me a man can spare a dime. I mean, when you hear something, my dear sister, that I tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the Sunnah, I want you to say sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and obey. Yeah? That's the attitude of a true believing woman according to the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. Qalu sami'na wa ata'na, because Allah talked about the believers. And that's why when you hear a command or a request or a forbidden, something that is being prohibited, you will find ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Allah doesn't talk to ya ayyuha alladhina aslamu. Oh, ya ayyuha alladhina, ya ayyuha nas. God Almighty, who talks to a command or a prohibition, he says, oh you who believe. He doesn't talk to you, oh Muslims. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say, oh human beings, oh mankind. He's talking to believers. So if you believe, you're going to say sami'na wa ta'ana, not the other way around. Quarrel and say, convince me, what's the logic? Not yet, after I reach 40, after I perform hajj, after I get married, and so on and so forth. That's the only thing I ask for. So the reason really I want to invest is, you know what, when you do something that this post of Allah shares with you, because I get the sadaqah too, I get the reward. And that's all I'm hoping, that maybe this post of Allah uses to guide one person, because the hadith says, if God Almighty uses you to guide one person, it is better than Humar al-Ni'am, the best of the treasures on this earth. Humar al-Ni'am rid camels, because it was the best thing that they had at the time. Okay, so now we laid the foundation. Let's go to work. Are you ready? No, you didn't. The gloves are off now. Oh, boy, I am in trouble already. I feel the heat. Okay, let's put on different hats. Are you ready, sisters? Just put on different hats. Okay, let's take it from the beginning, when you were young. Let's take from that lifespan upwards. As a hat that you're a daughter now. Okay? So I'm talking to the daughters now. Some of us, may Allah bless that we still have our parents. Hopefully that you can take advantage of this. So the first hat I'll tell you is a daughter. Why? Because it attaches to other hats. They're linked. But the most important one is actually the foundation, because the rest of the hats will be piled on. You see, as a child, as a daughter, your own children will narrate your story with your parents. So when I talk about the different hat as a mother, you will find out they have a lot in common. Yeah, because as a daughter, when you put this hat on as a daughter, yes, you'll find out as you do will be done unto you.
It
says, the narration says the same thing. It says that be good to your parents, your children will be good to you. I usually get a note to slow down. As soon as a note comes in, that means I'm speaking too loud or too fast. And I'm trying hard. No? Okay. Because I have a little tummy ache. We're complaining already. I already told you. Men are just big babies. Smike in the mic, Mark. It's a true story. I did actually I did this in the conference. The brother freaked out. He thought I blew the... Yeah, speaking the mind. Okay, no problems, inshallah. Because it does have repercussions a bit, inshallah. Can you hear me okay, sisters? Okay, very good. All right. So the first hat as a daughter, I'm just going to take you through a little bit of a journey. I'm not going to go into details. I'm just going to give you headers. Then we can open the floor for discussion after, because I want to address some of the concerns that the sisters brought forth, inshallah. So the first hat as a daughter, you understand now that you will not understand what the mother feels like until you have your own. Yes? No matter how much I can tell you that they go through this and they go through that and how much they love you and they don't want to, you know, mess your life around and they're your enemies. You know what? They're the generation gap, man. You don't understand what the heck I'm talking about. You know what? You don't speak my language. I don't speak in the language of the sentences anymore, not even words, because now your children speak in the language of what? Letters. Yes? And they will tell you some letters that you have no idea what they're talking about, and they'll be laughing all the way through it too. And they have different emojis, different texting methodology, and different accounts, and. Okay. So you will know what I'm talking about when you have your own children, but since you're not there yet, some of you are not there yet, so let's take you there, okay? So a hat as a daughter, a hat as a daughter. There was a story about a daughter that looked after her mother, ailing mother. And the narration says that there was an invading army. The invading army came and the mother, the ailing mother, was living with her daughter. So as soon as the daughter heard that the army is going to invade, she carried her mother on her back. And it was the desert heat, hot sun. Bare feet, she had no chance. She had to rush to get her mother to the safety zone away from the army that is coming to invade them. The daughter got tired to carry her mother on her back. She turned her mother around, carried her on her stomach. She hasn't forgotten that her mother carried her in her stomach for 9 months. And she got tired again. She couldn't carry her mother. She placed her mother's feet upon her own feet so her mother's feet will not touch the hot desert sand till they get away to the safety zone of the army where her mother was safe. One narration says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the sins of that daughter because what she did with her mother. So as a daughter, my dear sister, how much do you think your parents are giving you a hard time? It's a rhetorical question. I don't want to open a can of worms here. Well, let me tell you. No, don't tell me. Okay, let me give you one ayah. Cool? One ayah will summarize this whole thing. We'll put it to bed, inshallah. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Which means, and if they strive, they do their best to make you commit shirk, an act of ascribing partners unto Allah, of disbelief that will take you out of Islam. And they're doing their best. Can you please raise your hand if your parents are actually doing their best to get you to become a disbeliever? I'm not talking to converts. I'm just talking to under normal circumstances. And by the way, converts are not off the hook either. Yes? Yes, I'll tell you why. So if your parents are not doing their best to get you out of the straight path, then listen to the other ayat. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah says, the worst act of oppression you can do against yourself is to ascribe partners unto God Almighty. Okay, let me give you another ayah to tell you why they're in common. So Allah used this word, why? Because Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Which means, on Judgment Day, إِنَّ تَوْكِيد, indeed, certainty, verily, Allah will never forgive the act of shirk, to ascribe partners on God, unto God Almighty, to say there is no God, to say somebody else is God, other deity other than God is God. All that is called shirk. On Judgment Day, God Almighty will forgive all sins. All sins are forgiven, except one sin. That is the only sin that God Almighty will not forgive on Judgment Day. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. God Almighty used the same common denominator of the same word, and he's telling you, even if your parents ask you to do that in the strongest way possible, he says, don't obey them in that. But what did he say? Well, atf. And even if they're doing that, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. You know what that means? Accompany them in dunya, meaning as long as they're alive in this life, you accompany them, you spend time with them. Ma'rufa, do righteous deeds, what is known to be good, as long as they're alive. Need I see it anymore? Or did I just rest my case on this one? Okay. So if your parents don't even come close to that, as a hat, as a dear daughter, please hold on to that hat because it will help you for the next one. Okay. So, one narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. A man that was carrying his mother on his back. He says, كنت لها بعيرها المدلل. I was her mode of transportation. I carried her on my back when she performed Hajj. I cleaned her, I bathed her, I fed her, I fed her, I changed her. I've done everything that she used to do for me. She goes, I paid my dues, I paid my debt to my mother. Abdullah ibn Umar says, لا والله لا ولا بطلقة من طلقات الولادة. You have not paid your dues yet, not even with one labor pain she had to endure to give you birth. He says, how come? He said to him, because كانت تفعل معك كل هذا وتتمنى لك الحياة وأنت تفعل معها كل هذا وتتمنى لها الموت ليس سواء. He says, she used to do everything that you're doing for her right now, and she was hoping that you would live. But you're doing everything that you're doing to her right now, but you're hoping that you would die. They're not the same. Let me give you the clincher now for this hat, just in case you're wondering, where is the carrot, man? Well, another narration says that if your parents go to sleep and they are angry because of you or cry because of you, if you go to sleep and they go to sleep and they're angry because of you or crying because of you, if you die that night, there's one or two gates of hellfire waiting for you if you die that night. And the opposite is true. If your parents go to sleep happy or smiling because of you, and if you die that night, there's one or two gates of heaven waiting for you. So whatever you do, as a daughter, ukhti, don't ever let your parents go to sleep angry with you. That's the first hat. Are you ready for the second hat? Okay. You're growing now. Yes. Yes, you have a husband now. Oh,
عم خلينا حلوين الله يكرمك. Okay. I usually don't do politics, but you know what? Since we're talking about husbands now, okay. So you've been waiting for this guy coming on the white horse in slow motion. Yeah, I know. I know the hair is flying. I remember when I used to have hair. Yeah, long, long time ago now. And you know the six pack and coming, you know, ting. Yeah, yeah, no. What, you guys don't watch movies? I'm so proud. MashaAllah, that is amazing. Okay. Now, I'm just gonna tell you as a wife now to prepare you, Ukhti, for this hat. Cool? And I'll give you the carrot again in the end, inshallah. That's what you agreed. Nobody works for free. Okay. So you have a choice to get this Fabio guy. Yes? This is old. You see, I've been watching a long time. I don't know who's hot right now. George Clooney? Who? Erdogan? Wow, Erdogan is cool. I just came from Turkey. Wallahi, I didn't know he was. I love the guy. I mean, may Allah protect him. Okay, that's cool. Whatever it is that you're thinking, mashallah, you know, may Allah grant you that in this life and hereafter, inshallah. Okay, so let me prepare you, Ukhti, for this hat. Because let me tell you why. Because you're not going to get that guy. You're going to get a guy that looks like me with a beard. How you doing? Yeah, you're not going to get that, you know, groom, cute guy, you know. You may be knocking on the door, you know. So, yeah. So I'm going to give you the four. Yes? The four you look for. Okay. There are four things you look for in a man to get that hat on in the right size. Of course, it's Swiss bank account, private jet, private yacht, and the Mercedes Benz. No? You're right. There are two in the Quran and two in the Sunnah. Two in the Quran, God Almighty said, Ya abati istajir, inna khayra min istajart, al-qawiyy al-amin. Oh, my father, hire him because the best of those whom you hired is the strong and trustworthy. And I'm going to tell you why, inshallah. In the Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in ja'akum martadawna deenu wa khuluqu. Now, this is part of a course. But since we're compiling the hats, I'm just taking a bit of everything, hopefully presenting to you in a nutshell, inshallah. So the hadith says, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tafaddal ya basha. Ahlan wa sahlan. Sheikh. Yansoon. Shisha, yani. Hookah. Argila, yani. Okay. I'm talking Lebanese community here, mashallah. They know what I'm talking about. Okay, there are four things. We said two in the Sunnah, two in the Quran. With Quran, we said, Qawiyy and Amin, strong and trustworthy. I'm going to explain why. They're together. And the second one is deen and khuluq. And I put khuluq and deen because there is another narration that has taqdeem and ta'khir. Just to rhyme, which means religious background and moral character. Okay? So these are the four things you're supposed to look for, Ukhti, in a husband. Before you put on that hat, you better make sure you do your homework. Yes? Please. No, Sheikh, these guys are getting cold feet. It's very difficult to get one of those boys. You know what? I'll just take anything that comes my way. Well, it's okay. You can. You know, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah, he says, you will be athim. You will be sinful if you say no to the man that I just mentioned. Yes? If he has these things and you say no to him, you will be sinful on Judgment Day if you don't get married. If you, after this, yes? I don't want to scare you off, but I'm just, it's an amanat al-ilm. Yes? If this man has these four, then, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ because a command comes from Allah. Yes, marry the single amongst you. And then the command comes from Rasulullah. In ja'akum mashroot, conditional. If a man comes to knock on your door that has these two, fankihu fa taqib, right away. And a command verb, same. Marry them. In lam taf'alu takun fitnatun wa fasadun fil ardi mubin. If you don't do that, it will be transgression upon the face of the earth. And I say sadaqa Rasulullah. I say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace be upon him, has spoken the truth, yes? Because we wait for Mr. Wright, Mr. Handsome, Mr. Genius, Mr. Kinesiology, Mr. CP, whatever, CEO, Mr. whatever. Are you going to get that guy? You're not going to get the guy. I mean, this is a joke that was said by a woman. Let me share it with you. It says, you know, there was a building, right? I'm not sure if you heard it or not. It's online. It says the first lore said, you know what? There's a man that wants to get married. So a woman flocked, you know, want a man to get married, there's no problems. And the second floor, a man that's rich. I go to the second floor. A man that is rich and good looking. Man gets regular looking. Yeah, why not? I deserve it. I'm worth it. It sounds like a commercial. I know that's, you know. I go to the third floor. This man, good looking, rich, has a job. What? Has a job? Including on top of that? Yes. And the other one is sensitive. Sensitive. Because I know all the sensitive guys are just, they're just so happy. Not a good combination. and till it goes to floor 2000 and whatever, okay? And it's the penthouse. You go to the penthouse, it says, this is only a test. This floor was made to prove that women will not be satisfied, they will always look for something there that is not there. That's the woman saying this. Don't shoot. You understand? Okay, so men, they went through the same thing. Again, this is, with all due respect, I want to put it in a way that is, you understand. This is where I start blushing a little bit. You know, you may see different shades of red, but, you know, okay. Sheikh Shadi, help. Yeah. Alrighty then, I am really starting to sweat. It's true. Okay, so we'll just move on. Okay, so... You know what I was going to talk about, so why talk about it? You know, just. So their building is, a woman wants, likes certain things. And apparently they didn't go to anything above that and beyond that. That was basically minimum requirement for men, and they didn't look for anything else. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Good, because I cannot articulate what I'm going to talk about, because I feel very lonely here. Alrighty then. So moving on. With a husband. Yeah, okay. So I note to myself, don't talk about this stuff when you're all alone with women. Okay, so I can do this. I can get it back. Compose yourself now. Don't lose it, dude. Hang in there. Okay, so what did we talk about? What exactly did we talk about? What's the first? Oh, yes, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. That's the four you look for. Very good. So why are they together? Listen, if I start talking, if I start laughing, I'm going to lose it. This is the whole lecture, I'm going to be just laughing, okay? So I swear I don't do drugs, okay? I just want to make sure. I want my mommy. Okay. So four, two. That's great. Great idea. Reminder. Great idea, Akhti, mashallah. To be continued. That was a great lecture for me. Nice talking. Actually, I gotta go. Okay. Two and two. The first two was Qawiyy and Amin, and why are they together from the Quran. So you'll find out that the scholars will tell you that Qawiyy and Amin, strong and trustworthy, for the simple reason is that if the strength doesn't come with the trustworthiness, the man will misuse and abuse his power over you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Qawiyy and Amin, strong and trustworthy. Yes? So if the man, my dear sisters, Qawiyy, and I don't want you to go look for a brother called Amin. Yani, that's an easy way out. Strong, yeah, no kidding. Strong is one of the things that scholars says, not just, you know, the one that benches 300 and squats 700. No, strong in every aspect of life. Intellectually, financially, physically, mentally, every aspect of life, academically, at least the compatibility clause has to be there. Then Amin is trustworthy. What does that mean? The brother should be Amin when he sees you, my dear sister, on the wrong path. For example, if he comes home at night, and it's a cold winter, I can't see cold winter here in Sydney. The brother was telling me, Sydney, cold, oh, gets down to zero, Sheikh. I go, ooh, zero. Man, I live in Canada for 41 years. I've been to a place where they got minus 58. Wallahi. I don't think I'm going to go there. They invited me to go once. I'm never going back again in the winter. Yeah, so you smile there, your teeth just fall off, your lips freeze, and that's it. You have a permanent smile on your face, you're frozen. Yeah. So the Amin is trustworthy. If pretend that this is a cold winter and the door, the window is open and you're freezing to death, will your husband not at least close the door, Ukhti? That's an Amin. Yes? Could you imagine sees you on the wrong path, you're doing something wrong? You should close that and be protecting you, because number one, I tell the brothers, is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَلِيكُمْ نَارَ وَقُودُوهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Oh, you who believe, protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. And that's what I tell the brothers, you have to be Amin, Akhi. You put your hand in her father's hand, is I'll take care of her. And that's the strongest oath you will ever take. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, but that's when I tell the brothers. You have to be Amin. You have to be Amin. Okay, so that's the reason they're two together. The other two together, my dear sister, is the khuluq and deen. Khuluq and deen is the reason that they're together, because if your acts of worship does not make you a better human being as a character, that means your acts of worship, your ibadah, is actually nullified. Not nullified, that Allah would not accept it, but you didn't get the fruit of it. For example, God Almighty in the Quran says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, which means your salah will ward off evil. That means the reason for you praying is you become a better human being. It keeps you in line. You're fasting, you learn taqwa. Again, this is 1 hour lecture, but I'm just, again, giving you hitters. So you're fasting, you're Ramadan, you learn taqwa, to be conscious of Allah when you're all alone. And your zakah, your alms, it teaches you to become generous. All akhlaq, your Hajj, it teaches you patience and all of not quarrel and so on. So every act of worship, accordingly, it teaches you to become a good human being. And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrukum li ahli. The best of you men, the best of his wife. Why? Because you can be like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the masjid. But at home with your wife, you can be like Abu Jahl. You understand? So the one who knows your akhlaq is the one that is your measuring stick. And that's why I told you are our measuring stick of how good we are. And the reason Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his eggs in one basket, he actually said that. The best of you men, he didn't say as-sawam, al-qawam, al-taqi, al-naqi, al-jawad, al-sakhi. No act of worship. He says the best of you men, the best of his wife, because he knows that you are the measuring stick for us, that you know the character. And the reason for that is in the hereafter. He says, إِنَّ أَحَبُّكُمْ إِلَيَّ مَوَدَّةً وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. He is the most beloved to my heart and closest to me in the hereafter. He didn't say ibadah. He didn't say the one that fasts and prays and does every act of worship that we're commanded to do as Muslims. But he says the best of you in character. Yes? So my dear sister, before you put on that hat, please, I beg you, do your homework. Okay? Now, once you get that hat on, my dear sister, I'm going to give you some good news. Okay? Because I know some of you hate that lovely guy. You go, Sheikh, I don't want to be with him, yani, ghalas. When I tell the sisters, listen, he's going to be really good looking in Jannah. Well, I don't want to be with him in Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You want to hear the good news? You won't have to be with him in Jannah if you don't want to be. Did you know that? Hey, standing ovation. Woohoo! We're doing the Macarena, raising the roof. Good, mashallah. Yes, I hear you. Loud and good. Okay, you see, the narration says that if you don't want to be with your husband on Judgment Day, but he wants you to be with him, God Almighty will not reject a command or a request from him or you. That means Allah will make a copy, an exact copy of you, will give it to him. He will think that it's you, but it won't be you. And you will be free to get that Erdogan or George Clooney or whatever. It's true. Proof, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. Anything you wish for, you will get. And we have more. You'll be able to see the magnificent face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes? Thank you. Very good. Now, why am I talking to you about this one, Ukhti? Because I want you to be a winner. And believe me, this is the most important of all. Okay? I'll tell you why. Okay. Who wants to be a winner? We all do, right? We all do. Nobody wants to be a loser. Okay, so what's the definition of a winner in the Quran? Well, there are three types. But the one I'm after right now is فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Those who were protected from the hellfire and granted permission to enter Jannah, that's the ultimate triumph. Okay. So my job is to give you two keys. Better yet, a master key that will close the gates of hellfire and open the gates of heaven. Are you ready for the gates, Ukhti? Good. Now, before I ask you to listen to this poor slave of Allah, let me pave the path. I already gave you an introduction earlier on. Okay? It says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, it follows by a command or request, right? Oh, you believe. So Allah starts the ayah with the same thing. Now, when I said this in a different country, in a different city, man, I got some heat, serious heat from the sisters. Because they were very professional, you know, white collar, very much into their career. And I understand the environment. So I actually had to stop the course and go back into faith, articles of faith, to be able to understand why I'm telling them that. So God Almighty says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Remember? He didn't say, Ya ayyuha nas, or Ya ayyuha Muslims. O Muslims, O human beings. No, he's talking to believers. That's it. So he says, Ati'u Allah. Yes? Obey God Almighty. The word Ati'u in Arabic means obey. Good? You know I'm going with that already. I can see the change in your faces. I actually, one of the sisters in Australia, when I did this course, she told me, if you want obedience, buy a dog. Well, it's a true story. Yeah. So God Almighty says, Ati'u Allah, obey God Almighty. Are you with me so far? Then wa ati'u Rasul. The word ati'u is repeated again. Wa here, atfan bayan, meaning and to clarify how to, right? So it's called atfan bayan. Wa. One letter. Wa ati'u Rasul. And the word ati'u is repeated. And obey the messenger. But when it came to your ulil amr, your guardians, what did God Almighty say? Wa ulil amri minkum. If it's Trump, tell him we'll be back with him shortly, inshallah. Yeah. So God Almighty says, obey God Almighty, obey the messenger. When it came to your guardians, he says, and the guardians. I'll repeat, obey God Almighty, obey the messenger, and the guardians. Which means the guardians, including your husband or your father or whoever is responsible for you. You know what? He says that means obey, and. Which means the obedience of the guardians has to be in the obedience of God Almighty and the messenger. Are you happy now? Good. Okay, very good. So, if your husband asks you for something that is an obedience of God Almighty and the messenger, Ukhti, you're obedient to him in the obedience of Allah and his messenger. That's simple. Now, if your husband tells you to do something haram, unlawful, or illegal, or against the Quran and Sunnah, are you going to be obedient to him still? You're absolutely right, because that will go against the tradition that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned to us, the hadith. It says, لا طاعة المخلوق في معصية الخالق. Very good, mashallah. There's no obedience of the creation, no matter who they are, in the disobedience of the Creator. Cool? Are we good so far? Fantastic. Now let me give you I'm going to scare you a little bit, so I'm going to throw a Bollywood curve at you. Scare you a little bit, then give you the good news in the end. That's it. We agreed already. Carrots. All right. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya ma'ashar al-nisa. Omen, folks, why do I see most of you going to hellfire? Before you freak out, it is true there are more women than men in hellfire. But it's also true there are more women than men in heaven. Have you? Good. Thank you. I'm just looking for anything coming out of your purse. I'm just docking. Good. All right. So, but they were freaked out. They said, why? They wanted to find out. Yes? He says, you know what? Tasaddaq and give charity. Because he says, the women that are good, they are very qaleel. Qaleelu min kunna yaf'alu. If you're good to your husband, according to what I said, 8 gates of heaven will open up to you, Ukhti, on Judgment Day. Too much? Too much to ask? No, you're right. But let me give you the keys, inshallah. So they asked him, why, O Messenger of Allah? He says, لَأَنَّكُنَّ تُكْثِرْنَ اللَّعْنَ وَتَكْفُرْنَ الْعَشِيرِ. Because you harm your husband in abundance. Some of the sisters know Arabic, so they're already laughing. They're already... And you're ungrateful to him for what he does. So they couldn't understand why would any wife will do that to her husband. They couldn't get it. Just can you please elaborate, explain? He says, يُحْسِن لَكُمَ أَبَدَ الدَّهْرِ. He's good to you all the times. But he makes only one mistake. قُلْنَا مَا رَأَيْنَا مِنْكَ خَيْرًا قَطْ. If he's good to you all the time, but he makes one mistake, you will say, I have never seen any good from you. You're a loser. I should have never married you. But that's not you. No. Because you sisters are the best. I am talking about the other evil sister out there somewhere in Mars. Not even on this galaxy universe. I'm done. Cool? Yes? I am taking some serious heat again. I can feel it. Now, that's how you close the gates of hellfire. You got it, Ukhti? Good. Now, let me give you another key. Keys for heaven. Are you ready? Okay. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha came to complain about us men to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I already gave you the allusion to it. He says, you know, men, you know, they complained. Bu'ithu lirijali wa nisa'i kaffa. You were sent to us and men at the same time. So why did they get all this? Do you perform jihad? Do you follow janazas? Do you perform congregational prayer? Jumu'ahs, all of that stuff. All these things that we're not commanded to do. But they're commanded. They get all this reward. And we sit home and raise the children and do all that stuff. How fair is that? I'm paraphrasing, of course. So ta'ajjab, Prophet was astonished. He says, this is a smart woman asking about her deen. You are very intellectual question. Now he gave her a title. It says, Wafidat al-Nisa. You are the representative and your ambassador woman. Go back, tell your the wife that you're the woman that you come from. Husna taba'u al-ihda kunna li zawjiha ya'dul kulla hadha wa qalilu min kunna yaf'alu. That's where this stems from. You being a good wife to your husband is equivalent to everything you said. So I already told you four things in this life Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked you to do. Yeah? إذا صلت المرأة خمسها وصامت شهرها وطاعت بعلها وحسنت فرجها قيل لها ادخلي الجنة من أي أبواب يشئت. If you pray your five prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, protect your chastity and good to your husband, four things. Yes. Eight gates in heaven on judgment day will open up and fight over you. Allahu Akbar. That's worth it now. Let me give you not four for eight, I'll give you six for one, the one that I just mentioned. If you want the reward for Hajj, Umrah, congregational prayer, following janazas, wounded for the sake of Allah, even martyred for the sake of Allah, all you have to do, Ukhti, is one thing only. Do you know what that one thing is? Which one? Die and go to heaven? I'd rather go to die in heaven, go to heaven before I obey my husband. Yeah, it's no problem. I'll take it. May Allah bless you, Ukhti. See, anything else? Are you married? You are married. Okay. I'll stop here and I'll just move on. Okay. So all you want to do, Ukhti, is I want you to think of this guy as my key. Because guess what? The key that will close the gates of hellfire is the same key that will open the gates of heaven. Do you believe it? So when you go home tonight, excuse me for one second. Wallahi, we're not fighting. Just get a bit hot. Okay. When you go home tonight, I want you to look at your husband as a key. As your key. I mean, he may look like a key. I don't know what his face looks like. Allahu alam. But I want you, Ukhti, to look at your husband now as a different, in a different way. You know, I may hate what he does. I don't like and certain things. But you know what? He's my key. He's my key to close the gates of hellfire and open the gates of heaven for me. Ya salam. Allahu Akbar. So you go and give him a hug today. And kiss him and say, oh, you're my miftah. Sami miftah now. Sami, oh, yeah, whatever it is. Okay? And he hopefully will understand what this means. That's it. Now, the third hat. Time is running, inshallah. So let's finish off with a career woman because there are others. But for now, as a career woman, when you juggle, I'm going to put it all together. Cool? All right. So a career woman, and then if I have enough time, we'll go mom. All right? So you're young, you get married, now you get a career, maybe to help your husband and so on, and then you have a child. We'll finish with that, inshallah. Cool? Now you have a career. Oh, I'm getting home, I'm tired. You know what? I see this guy, you know what? Get off your whatever, man. What do you think I am? I'm not your slave, I'm not your whatever. You want, give me a sandwich. I'm working just like you and all of that stuff, okay? One thing, my dear sister, please, if you are a successful businesswoman, by the way, Islam allows that. Remember that I talk about 14 things. I'm online talking about 14 rights you were granted 1,400 years ago that a Muslim, a Western woman would die for. They were just received, some of them, the last 100 years. Yes? Yes. Now, you were granted all of that. Khadija was a businesswoman. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ worked for her. Can anybody deny that? We can never deny that. It's there. So you understand that in other faith, they were actually looking into woman. Is she alive or is she dead? Is she equal to an animal or is she less? Does she have a soul? You understand? I studied this for 5 years in my life, different religions, yes? So please understand, that's why when women are really looking to what Islam honor, how honors a woman, that's why they embrace it. It's not exactly what the media says. The exact opposite of that. Yeah? Okay. So now you have this, you're a successful businesswoman. I beg you, don't compare. Yes? Because I want you to understand the mentality of a man now. A man's number one is to provide. Yes? He feels that I'm protector. I'm provider. I feel like a man because I'm looking after my family. I'm looking after my wife and my children. Once you start competing with him, you won't have a man in the house. You will have a male figure. Yes? So please remember. I will give you this. Hopefully you will understand it. We know. We understand. It's called the castle theory. You are the queen of the house. We submit. We actually surrender. When we get married, we give. Okay? You are the queen of the house. Cool? So in your castle, my dear sister, in every castle in the world, in history of mankind, how many kings were there? One. I actually said this once ago. The sister was like, you're calling a lawyer? What, you want to call a friend? There's only one king in every castle. You understand? Okay. So keep remembering that. So the trick is, my dear sister, is to let him think that he's the king. And we already know that. Just let us live this dream. Let us at least fantasize that I'm the man. Who the man? I'm the man. And that's, by the way, brothers speak to each other like that. Hey, dude, I'm the king of the hill. I'm the top of the mountain. Whatever I say goes. I'm the lion, right? But at home, meow. Yeah, slightly different. But just let us dream, Ukhti. Can you at least give us that? Can you please, Yani? Thank you. It's very nice of you. Some of you are agreeing. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, my dear sister, how to win your husband? Okay. Now, you know, when I talk to Korean women, you know what? You're tired. You're having this. Especially now, let me draw another hat in the ocean. You know what? After all of this, you're young, get married, all of that. And you know what? Korean woman, and all of a sudden, comes around. Wow. I'm juggling now. I got four hats, dude. I got this guy to feed. I got this guy to feed. I got, you know, okay, let me cut to the chase. So who's married and has children? Who's married and has children? MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Anybody has three children? More than three? Allahu Akbar. Four? Five? Wow, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. You have more? Six? Are you Palestinian somewhere? Where are they? My wife is Palestinian, actually, and she, yeah. One brother told me he's one of 14, mashallah. Here, yeah, Lebanese too, mashallah. Okay, so the moral of the story is, Ukhti, okay. So I'm going to give you something before I give you this. The four Ds, this time management, right? Do, delay, delegate, delay, delete. So if you are a wife now, a career woman, and also a daughter plus even a mother, here's what I want you to do. Your four Ds are your best friends. Okay? Your time management is your best friend. So I'm going to combine these two hats together because they're actually intertwined. Kind of. So the first one is, as soon as you say, like, 8 o'clock, I want the children to be in bed. That's it. Now it's my time. Yes? So you're with that little guji, 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 the little bundle of joy. Yes? All right, you put the children to bed, you have your first baby to deal with now. Okay, because men are just big babies, I'm telling you, I'm talking as a man, yes? All right, so if you have, let's say, three children, cool? I've mentioned this before. If you have three children and you're married, how many children do you have? Four, that is amazing, you're a quick learner. So I want you to do the same thing to did to your child with your husband. Guji, 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 guji. Same thing. Okay, so now you come from work, you're tired, right? And you also expected to cook. What the monster, this guy here, and he's driving me insane. This guy here, I was not the children. Yes, Ukhti. I know, it's very dangerous. Life is dangerous. You live on the edge, Ukhti. This is Australia, Sydney. What are you expecting, Yanni? An easy ride? No, no, no. All right. Okay, I'll tell you what the danger is if you don't balance it. Yeah. Okay. The guji guji part. No, that's the good part, Ukhti. Oh, he will be putty in your hand. You treat him like a kid? Oh, yes. No, it's good. Believe me. 89% of men, Ukhti, got married for that reason. Statistics show 89% of men get married for that reason. That's it. Number one on their list. Okay. So here's what happens. Usually, you get you're tired because you're looking after these children. Your career has taken a toll. You've done your best to get your PhD, and now you're putting it into inflection. And this guy wants now her dinner or this, and after that he wants also that. And what the, you know what? And then you're tired. You're right. So you're at home. You took a shower, right? And what you do is you put your head down. Your hair is all down, right? And you get that the typhoon look, right? You wrap the hair. And you put it up, look like Auntie Jemima or Marjorie Simpson or something like that. I don't know, but, you know. Yeah. And then you put that white cream on your face because you want to lose 10 years of your life. And you put the lemon slices or tea bags. And all of a sudden, I know. Then the husband comes in at home and goes, who are you and what have you done with my wife? So I'm just trying to tell you there is a time and place for everything. That's it. Yes? Okay. So you have to juggle. So your time management is your best friend, leaving you with the big rock theory. Who has heard of the big rock theory? MashaAllah. Okay. So let's pretend. Do, delegate, delay, delete. Yes, the D4, Ukhti. The D4 is they don't fall into my goals or missions or visions or my life. I have to learn to say no. That's the D4. I have to delete it. Okay? So A1s are number one priorities. The B2s are, you know what, they're important, but I can delegate it to somebody else. The C3s, I can actually delegate it, but I put a dead end. I have to delay it. Yes? But I can not put a dead end on it. I mean, I used to teach this stuff in the business corporate because that's where I come from. So this is something that is extremely important. When I talk to business women, I talk about the time management, the 4Ds, the big rock theory. That's extremely important, my dear sister, because you're juggling now four hats, yes? You have to be good at all. And by the way, you multitask much better than us because you use a different side of the brain. You use the right side of the brain. We use the left side of the brain. And you have a valve, right? Remember? You have a valve that actually connects the right to the left, and your valve is much bigger than ours. And it's true. This is scientifically proven. That's why you can multitask. You can go from the right to the left. We have very difficult time to actually reach out. Okay. So here's basically what I'm asking you to do. The big rock theory. Here we go. This is an empty jug. Okay. I want you to put big rocks in it. Fill it with big rocks. And I know you know it. So if you know it, just hang in there. Is this thing full? You're right. What can you put? Pebbles. Okay, jam it with pebbles. Is it full? No, you're right. Again, what can you put? Sand. Right. Now, stuff it to the rim with sand. Is it full? You're right again. You can add water. Now, put water. Is it full? Yes. Okay, I don't know what else can you put in there. I'm not sure. Teach me, Master. Sensei, please. Coffee. Okay, whatever you want to fill it with, no problems. Now take it and pour everything out. La hawla wa la quwwata. Sheikh Shad is going to have to clean. He's going to give me the bill for cleaning it. Okay, put everything out. Okay, it's empty now. Cool? I want you to put water in here first. Is it full? Yes, indeed it is. Can you put any pebbles or sand or rocks in there? You're right. That's why the big rock theory is called the big rock theory. Your A1s has to go in your time first. Yes? So if you waste your time on anything else other than the A ones, you will pay the price later. And that's why I'm telling you, Ukhti, you are a miracle because you have to be a master of all trades. You can be the best of everything. Yes? Indeed you can. And that's basically what I'm going to leave you. The best of everything. Because when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, your mother, then your father. And that's why I told you, you are raised 3 times higher than us. So why do you want to compete with us? Just complete us. Wow. What did I say? Okay. That's it. That's all I have for you. In a nutshell, for the 4 hats, I thank you. My mom thanks you. My doctor, thank you. Again, thank you for flying with Air Canada. Have a pleasant flight. Bye-bye. The floor is open, inshallah. Okay. So let me address first that, because that's extremely important. So the Western media will try to tell you that you are insignificant, you're oppressed, and so on. I deal with this all the time. I used to be a spokesperson for another community. Number 1 and 2 questions are always terrorism and women. Always. Terrorism and women, yes? So when I sit on a multi-faith committee, I actually address these issues and I tell them, and these are like a different faith when you sit together. So listen, guys, I'm going to play a word game with you. Cool? Says, yep, cool. Says, I'm going to tell you a word and please tell me what comes in the first thing in your mind. Because, okay, a Muslim man is, and they start smiling. I already know what comes up next. It's called the Dr. Pavlov theory, right? You heard the Dr. Pavlov theory? Okay. Dr. Pavlov had a dog, right? Every time he gave the dog the food, rang the bell, so the dog associated the food with the bell. So after a while, he just rang the bell. The dog salivated without giving the food because he associated. That's word association. So when I tell him, okay, a Muslim woman is, he starts smiling again. He said, listen, you don't have to be politically correct with me. I've been there for 41 years. I know the drill. So they say, a Muslim man is a terrorist and a Muslim woman is oppressed. I go, you know what's pretty sad? Because you haven't come to our homes and don't know us. Well, as I said last night, statistics show that 70% of people don't know you, but they hate you anyway. 7% of people don't know what Islam is or Muslims, but they just don't like it because of the media and. So if you get to know us and come to and eat fattoush and samosa and all of that with us, you'll find out that a Muslim woman is a Muslim man is oppressed. Let's put it this way. You have to be also very careful here, Yani. Outnumbered, Yani, please. Okay. So when you get to know you, Ukhti, you'll find out that a Muslim woman is not what they think. It's honored because of everything I said and more. Yeah? So you understand that you were given the right to vote long time ago, 1400 years ago. You had the bay'ah, pledge of allegiance. Recently, you understand that the women had to fight for them to vote. They have to fight to get an equal pay. They have to fight to have their own. You understand other people will, religions and other pre-Islamic ignorant era, you were bought and sold, you were a commodity. People would inherit you. Yes, you were up for the highest bidder. There were tents that were, you can have children and people would claim you. You know what, this guy, yeah, I like this guy, he's mine, yeah. Totally different, my dear sister. Yes. You were judged by quoting 36, 24, 36. The higher the skirt, the higher the pay, as I was telling you. So right now, Islam says, nope. This woman here, we cherish. We value. We love. We respect. We don't look at her as a sex object. No. La wallahi. We look at her like a pearl. What's inside, not the outside shell. It's not what you wear, my dear sister, what's in your heart. What you as a character, who you are as a human being. Not what those people that actually have to sell matches or even a car with a woman wearing a bikini. What does that have to do with the German engineer? You understand? No, so we know, no. Women are high, revered. We protect them. As a matter of fact, a whole army came to defend your honor. One woman, her awra was lifted, one dress, one man lifted the dress of one woman. 100,000 came to defend the honor of a woman. You understand how valuable you are to us? We don't buy and sell women, no. So for us to understand who truly women are, you're going to have to go for 1 hour lecture on YouTube. and search this poor slave of Allah, that Western woman, the role of a Western woman, I think, a Muslim woman in the West, I believe that was called. But raise your head up high, my dear sister, because they have no chance, no leg to stand upon. And they know it too. And that's why they try to defame you. On the contrary. Okay. Any other questions, my dear sisters, you want to address before we go on? Because remember, the floor is yours now. After this, I will ask you. Remember the three tells? Tell them again. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them what you told them. So in the end, I will tell you what we talked about in the form of a question. That means I'm going to have to split this room into two groups. And that's why we have this candy. All right, some other questions? I saw a hand raised somewhere. Sir, please go ahead. My dear sister, that's a very good question indeed. Okay, so let's go through the hierarchy, okay? Aisha radiallahu anha asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that question. It says, who is number one man's woman life? And who is the number one woman in a man's life? He says, the number one woman in a man's life is his mother. And the number one man in a woman's life is her husband. So if you're married, ukhti, and you have your parents, your husband comes first. And there is no difference of opinion among the scholars on that. Yes? Okay. Now, the man is supposed to be the one that looks after his parents. The proof of that was, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَ أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Allah did not say عِنْدَكِ. It's masculine tense. It's not feminine tense. When your parents are raised and they reach an age, a senior age or a senile age, in your presence, he's talking to men now, not talking to women. Because a woman has her own husband, her own children to look after. Yes? So God Almighty puts the onus on the man to look after the parents. I'm not taking you off the hook. But your priorities first is your, according to the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Aisha radiallahu anha, the number one on your list is your husband, and of course, then your parents will come after. Wallahu alam, God knows best. Any other questions regarding what we talked about today? Okay, my turn? No, okay, there's more? Please go ahead. Wallahi, ukhti, you know what? When I talk to the brothers, they don't like me very much. It's true, wallahi. And I say that, and I'm very okay with that, ukhti. I can take the heat. You know, I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm not running for office, nor... I'm here, you know what? I get thick skin. I'm cool with that. Wallahi, I tell them, listen, you can hate me here, but I'd rather you hate me here and love me there and hereafter. I'm very okay with that. And when I talk, especially when I perform weddings, I tell the brother, I'm tough on the brothers. Go, Sheikh, you're selling us out, man. Why are you taking the sides? I'm not taking the sides. I'm telling Quran and Sunnah. I tell the brothers to help in the house chores because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ helped in the house chores. When I talk about rahmah, how is it rahmah? That's what I tell the brothers, but it's a different context, ukhti. Yeah, when I tell the brothers, I tell them, listen, you have to help in the house chores. Why? Because the hadith says, كَانَ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِي. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to help in the house chores, which means what? Whatever you see your wife doing, help her in whatever she's doing. That's what the hadith says. Now again, don't start a World War III, please. Wait till I leave Australia, then tell your husband what I said. Because they're going to hate me again. Allah musta'an. Yeah, but tell him, listen, my role model is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah told us, if you claim that you love me, follow him. If you love Allah, and you claim to be with him, follow him. That's what I tell the brothers. Number two, I tell the brothers also to make sure to take your wife off the hook. If she makes a mistake, take her off the hook. If she's in the hole, lift her up, don't pick her down. And I have the proof of Aisha radiallahu anha when she followed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Baqi'. She asked him a question after he asked her a question. Yes? And so on. And number three, I tell the brothers never to stop dating your wife. You can use that. You can use that because there's a Quran in it. Again, remember, all of that is Quran and Sunnah. There's nothing personal. So you should tell your husband, and I tell you why. Because Abdullah ibn Abbas used to beautify himself to his wife. You know, look nice, smell nice, and so on. And a man saw him doing that. He says, I will not listen to you anymore unless you give me proof in the Quran that what you're doing is what we're supposed to do. He says, okay. He says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Whatever you ask of them, you give them what is known to be good and righteous. Which means what? If your husband asks you, look good, ukhti, he has to look good for you too. If your husband asks you, smell nice, he has to smell nice too. Yeah, good luck with that. And whatever, you understand? So whatever your husband asks you, he has to give you before he asks, and you lead by example. And that's what the Quran says, by the way. It's not this poor slave of Allah, it's what Allah said. And I usually ask him to give you a nickname, because the Prophet told Aisha, Ya Aish, so he can call you Mimi, Tutu, Lulu, Fifi, Susu, whatever you want to call you. Minimum requirement 4, inshallah. Okay? So these are the things that I talk to the brothers, and by the way, when I teach these courses, I talk to them for hours, and I'm telling you the truth. Brothers usually don't give me a hard time, wallahi, and that's the honesty. You take notes, yes, Sheikh, no problems. But it's the other way around, and with all due respect, and I'm really grateful that you do not throw anything at me so far, which is really nice. I really appreciate it. Okay, it's the sisters who really have a difficult time to grasp the one aspect, the obedient aspect. But when I explain the obedience aspect, it's an obedience of Allah and His Messenger, not to the husband, ukhti. Yes? And they're a little more relaxed. They feel, okay, cool, I can take that. All right. Other than that, my dear sister, I talked to the brothers for a long time. Actually, I talked to them more than I talked to the sisters, believe it or not. Cool? Yes, my dear sister. Here we go. Here we go. Already. Book this one. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. Right on. Okay. Good question. If you didn't hear it, just in case, those online. Feminism has taken over some certain mentalities of the sisters. And at what level do you actually... Thank you. Jazakallah khair. I don't have my reading glasses. Oh, no, I do have reading glasses. Thank you. I actually don't, but thank you. I was going to ask one of the sisters to read. It's okay. To what level do you put a cap on feminism, and to what extent would it be haram? So for this poor slave of Allah, I don't use any isms. There is no isms in Islam. So whatever contradicts the teaching of Islam, I say that is what I reject. Whatever concurs with the teaching of Islam is what I accept. It's really that simple, my dear sister. Yeah? So any ism, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you put in before that ism. Islam gives you the midst of the path, the best of both worlds. And the moderation to be happy in this life and hereafter. And Islam, by the way, defends the rights of women. Islam makes sure. Why do you think you are the one who says yes or no before you get married? We only ask for your hand in marriage. Who says yes or no? You do. As a matter of fact, when I perform weddings, I make sure the sister confirms with me 3 times. If she doesn't, I walk away. Wallahi. So I have to make sure that you simply agree, not being forced. And I make sure people witness that. And this is in the hadith, by the way. The hadith is sahih. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, I know that, but I want women to know that we have that right to say no. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You have rights that we don't even have. Okay, so don't ever think that feminism is protecting you, because Allah protected you from things that feminism cannot even protect you from. As I said, 1400 years ago, not right now. Yeah, but don't go to extreme one way or the other. Yes, don't label yourself, ukhti. Don't fall under the trap that I'm a feminist. You're a Muslim. You have the best. Allah gave you the best of everything, honored you in everything. As I said, give you 14 rights over 1400 years ago. They're still fighting for equal rights in the states, like the world's democracy, the leaders of democracy. They still don't get equal pay. So what are you talking about? Islam honors you. You can own your own business, ukhti. You can do whatever you like. You can hire men. No. Yes, Islam gave you that a long time ago. So I wouldn't worry too much, ukhti, about any ism, as long as Islam is what we live and die by. Wallahu a'lam. God knows best. Okay, so there are 2 from the floor. Okay. Okay. The question is, what is a wife to do if the husband is overpowering and controlling of all aspects of life? Okay. Sometimes you may not like what I say. Cool? I know. hard to believe, but it's true. When the sister, I used to do counseling. I don't do counseling anymore. Okay. I used to do counseling for 25 years. I've been doing this stuff by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the sister comes to complain to me, my husband hits me, he gambles, he's a womanizer, he drinks, he does alcohol, or he does the drugs, all of that stuff. You know what? What is the first question I tell the sister? Eh? Sabr? Sabr. Patience? No. Nice try, though. That's what most of the people tell her. Be patient. Eh? Make dua. Yeah, you will get that, too. Good for you, Ukhti. That's what I ask her. Based on what, Ukhti, did you say yes to this man? You understand why when I told you to wear the hat to look for the four things? Because otherwise you put out fires for the rest of your life. If you don't have these minimum four things, Ukhti, in a husband, you will put out fires for the rest of your life, and you will, believe me, you will pay the price. So when I tell the sisters, I know. But there are other ways. And I know, I have dealt with people who change, for good and bad, by the way. But I give you the four other things. Remember, istishara, istikhara, azman, tawakkul. And if you've been to my home, sweet home, and I know some of you have been, istishara, istikhara, azman, tawakkul is your four steps before you say, I do. I give you that. Consult. Consult with people. Ask about his background, his family, where he worked, where he studied, what's his reputation like. Everything, consult. You have to make shura. If everybody's telling you, go ahead, you use number two. But he gives you a thumbs down, stop. This man is dead. It's out of my life. I'm not interested. I don't care how good looking he is. I don't care how whatever kind of car he drives. And what, you know. Did you see this? How could I say no to that, right? That's a big rock, man. Sure. But you can put it in the big rock theory because it won't help you. Okay. So when I talk about this, ishara, then I istikhara. Okay, everybody's telling me good, but I don't know him. And I don't know the future. Yes, what will change? And I don't know what's hidden. I don't know. This guy apparently is good, but I don't know what's hidden. Closet sins, right? Only Allah knows. So I pray istikhara. I ask Allah, Ya Allah, if this man is good for me, for my life, for my deen, for my hereafter, make him mine. And if this man is bad for me, for my dunya, my deen, my life, and hereafter, and my religion, keep him away from me and grant me something better. That's the dua, istikhara. Then azm. I am determined to follow what comes after that. Yes, whether I like it or not. I love this guy. My God, did you see the six-pack on this guy? He's got the washboard, man. Even though he eats biryani, but he doesn't have biryani belly and he has the receding hairline, it's still good, man. Even though if it goes against your whims and desires, you're still going to follow the command of Allah because he's helping you out. He doesn't want you to go through miseries. So that's called azm. I'm determined. It's tawakkul. إذا عزمت فتوكل الله. If you put your trust in Allah, you will never go wrong. Yes? If you're determined, then you put your trust in Allah. This is the four steps I tell the sisters to do before they say, I do. So you have to do your homework. However, my dear sister, to answer your question, now we're putting out fires, right? So I tell the sisters, okay, bring him to the masjid. Why? Because he has to change two things in order for him to change. Environment he's in and the company he keeps. Now, he can find the righteous company in the righteous environment in the masajid, like the center, the UMA. All right, my husband is adamant. I don't come to this sheikh. These people are blah, 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 terrible, and all that. It's a song of the truly desperate. I heard it. It's cool. You bring the masjid to him. Meaning what? Invite righteous people to your home. But you have to be smart who you select. These people have to be intellectual da'iyah. They have to understand the language he speaks. How to bring him in slowly. Make him like them first. And speak in the third person. Da'wah has an art. Once that happens, he will slowly, gradually be affected by the environment and the company he keeps. Hopefully, he'll come back, inshallah. Lots of dua and never give up. Yeah, that's in the thing, but that's not what I tell them right away. Wallahu alam. God knows best. Okay. If the key has been. Okay. All right, so the first question is, what if the key, meaning husband, is non-practicing Muslim? Or like born Muslim has a mawadda or has no mawadda or rahma? Okay, so the first question is that. The second question is, who should you obey first,
your parents or your husband, I believe I addressed that, but I'll touch up again. 3, married for 20 years, mashallah, but still no change. Am I living in sin being married to him? Okay, let's take one at a time. First question is, what if the husband, meaning the key, is non-practicing Muslim, has no mawadda ar-rahma?
Okay, I default back to my first answer, which is, like, I don't want to repeat, okay? But also, you can use the answer for the first question. Okay, ukhti? Because if he knows Quran and Sunnah, he knows that's his mission stick. If he knows he wants to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also needs to be on this path that I mentioned. But the clincher, my dear sister, is, that's when I tell the brothers, that's why they don't like me very much. They get scared a bit. He says, you understand that God Almighty says that he will hold you accountable for how you treat this woman on Judgment Day? And the proof is, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Be conscious of Allah on Judgment Day that he will hold you accountable when the wombs of this family will come together with the womb of this family today. Because the womb will come, stand on the path, the sirat, the bridge, beneath it is the hellfire. If you were good to the womb, you will pass. If you were not good to the womb, you shall not pass. They get scared, and they better be. Because if they misuse or abuse the power over you, then they better know that God Almighty will treat them accordingly. Yeah. So I tell the brothers, it's an amana. Do you know what you're doing? And I've been doing this, as I said, for a long time, wallahi. Not one single brother ever told me what they know about getting married. Not one single brother in the years. No matter where I go in the world. Yeah, so you know what you do, akhi, when you put your hand in her husband, her father's hand? He says, you understand he's basically saying that I have been looking after my daughter. I'm trusting you now to take over the amana. He's transferring the guardianship to you, wulaya. But you understand that this is mentioned in the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this is the strongest oath you will ever take in your life. They get shocked. He says, yes, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. That's what the Quran says. Allah said, when you ask for a hand in marriage, and the sister agrees, Allah is telling you that she has taken a stringent oath from you. And that oath you will be held accountable for on Judgment Day. And the oath is mentioned in the Quran. According to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Deal with them in righteousness. But according to Jumhur, majority of the scholars, the oath the man takes is, فَإِمْسَاكُنْ بِمَعْرُوفِ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانِ. Hold on to your wife in the best way possible. And if things don't work out, may Allah protect you from that, you have to let her go of ihsan. You know what is ihsan? Ihsan, even if she's bad to you, you still have to be good to her. That's the oath the man takes. Now, if the man does not deserve you, ukhti, don't give that hand in marriage. Because he doesn't know the oath. Or at least teach him the oath before he takes your hand in marriage. Okay. Who should I obey? I mentioned already, parents or husband. I said, according to Quran and Sunnah, with no difference between the scholars, is your husband comes first. As long as it's an obedience of Allah and His Messenger. Remember, there's condition, not blindly. 3, married for 20 years and there's no change? Okay. Am I living him in sin? No. The scholars will tell you, you can live with him in sin if he's a non-Muslim, according to Hanabila, or he doesn't pray. Okay, if your husband doesn't pray, according to Hanabila, he's not a Muslim. But according to Jumhur, he's Muslim. If he says, La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah, but he's a disobedient Muslim. You can still live with him, okay, but guide him and do the stuff with before. But you can only live in sin, ukhti, if he denounces or renounces Islam. He says, I'm not a Muslim. But you cannot use that mission stick unless you understand. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, والله لا أكفر أحد حتى يقول بخلاف ما أدخله في الإسلام. I will not say anyone is a kafir unless he says the exact opposite of what he brought him into the fold of Islam. That's it. So if your husband still says لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله, he's a Muslim. Maybe disobedient and so on, but he's still a Muslim. Be patient and do what I told you earlier, inshallah. So if that's the case, please be careful. Now again, remember the Hanabila say if he doesn't pray, he's not a Muslim. According to Zahir, the parent of the hadith, wallahu a'lam, God knows best. Okay. So, my turn. Are you ready? Okay. So this is one group, and this is another group. So give yourself a name, sisters. Give yourself a name. Give your group a name. You can think of your name too. Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman versus Simple Woman? Superwoman. Oh. Is this like the Galaxy War or something? There was a movie. Mashallah, but this is not a fair. Is it? It's not the quantity, Ukhti, it's the quality. Oh. All right. So, okay, you're Wonder Woman? Okay, you're Wonder Woman and you're Superwoman. MashaAllah. The games begin. Allahu Akbar. War zone again. All right. No hair pulling, please. No biting and no fighting. All right, here we go. My first question to Wonder Woman is, remember, it's only what we talked about. Cool? On your first hat, my dear sister, as a daughter, tell me the story of the woman that God Almighty saved from the hellfire because of what she did to her mother. Raise your hand, please. That hand was raised first. So close, yet so far, but I know, I heard you a lie, but her hand was raised first. I have to be fair. I know you want the chocolate. I know you want the chocolate. Wallahi. Go ahead, Ukhti. MashaAllah. Good for you, my dear sister. Good for you, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. I know that she said, she told me what I said, so I'm not going to repeat it. Okay, here we go. Which one would you like, Ukhti? This is the Chakaloka? Which one? Is this one here? Okay. Bismillah. MashaAllah. So close yet so far. All right. Superwomen. Are you ready? Okay. Regarding on the same hat, what did Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma say to the man that I have paid the debt of my mother and why? Okay, go ahead, Ukhti. You're right. But what did he tell him and why? Very good, very good. Okay, he said also, you want to help out? You got it. But I can give you lick it and just pass it around because you didn't give me the whole answer. You can sniff it and just share it. No, you know what? Which one you like? Okay, I have the red. Bismillah. Okay, you want to add to that, Ukhti? Good for you. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's basically the clincher. He says, she did everything what you're doing for her, and she's hoping that you would live, but you're doing everything that you're doing for her, and you're hoping that she would die. They're not the same. Oh, yes, indeed. Any color? Just give me color. Crunchy? Color? Yellow. Gold. Thank you. Oh, teamwork. MashaAllah. I can do this with sisters. I know it will come, but the brothers? sucker. They will loser. Okay, Wonder Woman, let's go to another hat, cool? The hat of you being married now. Yes, give me the key. What was the key to close the gates of hellfire? How do you close? Okay, go ahead. In a nutshell, Allahu Akbar, if the brothers were here, they would just do takbir, yani, mashallah. And nothing's going to blow. Pick a color, please. All of them, yeah, go ahead. She's so content, mashallah. Any? Bismillah. Okay. Superwoman. On the same, Ukhti, what is your key to open the gates of heaven? It's the same thing. Is it believable? It can't be taught. I am just hibernating. What color would you? The purple Turkish one? Is this the one that you're talking about? The purple. Ah, purple. I'm colorblind. This guy? This guy. On this side. Oh, this guy. No. This guy. Just come and help yourself, please, Ukhti. Get me out of my misery, please. I am going to go through this. Oh, there you go. That's it. I am literally looking for purple. I don't see it. Okay. Thank you for taking me off the hook. I appreciate that. All right. Third hat. Are you ready, sisters? Third hat was a career mom. Give me the four D's, what they stand for. Your hand was up first. Good for you, my dear sister. Which one? The crunchy. This guy here? Oh, lard. This one? Sorry. You can, that's okay. It's on sale 2-for-1 today. No problems. Okay, sisters, give me the big rock theory. No, the hand. This hand was up first. Hey? Yes, you can. Yes, no, it's okay. That's okay. Good for you. Lesson is priority. Prioritize your exam. Good for you. What color would you like? Yeah, please just come and get it. Just come and get it. You see, men, we know 4 groups of colors. You know, blue, green, brown, and red, right? Anything other than that, we put an E and an ish. Like teal, we go bluey, greenish. We don't know fuchsia, salmon, and coral, and what? Yeah. All right. Last hat. Are you ready? Alrighty, here we go. You're a mom now. There was something I asked you to do, my dear sister. To do you to your husband. Oh. Hey, yes, I agree with you, Ukhti. What is it exactly that I asked you to do to your husband? Gucci. Good for you. What color would you like? Come. Huh? The yellow one? Yeah, please. Come and help him. All right. My dear sisters, a trick question. If you are married and have 3 children, how many children do you have? Nice try. Thanks for playing. What color would you like? Anything? Okay, bismillah. All right. Tie break question. Are you ready? Tie break, because now you're tied. The trick is, this question is for both teams. And anybody can answer the question. So the fastest hand that is raised will get to answer the question. But the trick is, as soon as you raise your hand, I will stop. I will not repeat or complete the question. That means you have to answer according to what you heard. If you get it right, you will get 3. Not 1. And your team will win. If you get it wrong, the other team will win by default, and your team members will hate you for life. No pressure. Are you ready? Okay, this is going to be a tricky question. You have to tell me what they are. You have to be listening. Are you ready? Here we go. The tiebreak question is, what were the 4 steps I asked you to do before you say I do? Ah! I'm scared. I am seriously scared. This girl, I'm telling you, if I don't give her that thing, I can't. You're not leaving here right now, I wasn't. I know that, as I'm telling you. That's a powerhouse. So I just need to leave in 1 piece, please. Okay, I'm listening. I'm still giving you a chance. Not the answer. You're right. You're right on that one. Yes. This is a huddle. All right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I know where you're going with that one. Okay. Yes. But, Ukhti, because we're talking about chocolate here. Not the 4Ds. Why do I have the feeling that I am doomed either or. I'm going to get it, whether she gets it. Okay, finally now, for the final time. Yes, Sukhti, good. Takbir! Okay. To be fair. Okay. Everybody wins, all right? Yes. So I'm going to give one to Amira to pass to the sisters here. I want to keep the peace way too kind. I'm going to ask this one to the Amira of this team and to pass it around. May Allah bless you, sisters. And I thank you so much for your time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you always closer to the deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula reward you and make you multitasking for the hats that you're about to get. And I thank you again for your time, and I appreciate it. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula make you among those, and make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Make you the best of the husbands. No, best of the wives, best of the career mom, and best of the career woman, inshallah, and best child. Thank you again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum khair. Okay, sorry about that. There is a very good question here. I apologize. I almost forgot about that one. This is an extremely important question. How do I know if my istikhara prayer is going in the right direction or not? And I am not just pursuing something bad for me. That is a very good question indeed. Again, I talked about this. If you don't get it, it's online. I said four useful points before you say I do, before marriage. Again, it's on YouTube. So, my dear sister, remember, most people tell you that, you know what, you have to do istikhara for 7 days and you can see something in a dream. All of that is a fallacy. It's not true. There is no restrictions on time. You can do istikhara unless you get a green light, solid green light or solid red light. And a dream, the reason that we tell the sisters or anybody for that matter, not to go with a dream because your subconscious mind stores information for 3 to 4 days. So whatever you're thinking of, you're talking about, or you're watching, or you're seeing, or anything like going through, it will come in a form of a dream. So I don't want you to go with dreams. We don't discount it, but we don't count on it either. But what will happen? If you do istikhara, after you do istikhara, things are going to get better or worse, or things are going to get easier or more difficult. Okay? So for example, you were lovey-dovey with this guy, and after istikhara, you're fighting. Yes? Or you were doing istikhara, before the istikhara, you know what? Everybody agrees on this marriage. After istikhara, everybody's fighting. You know what? No more. No, I don't like this hall. I want this ring. I want this dress. No, you're not. So things get ugly. The kind of things that get better or worse or more difficult or easier. That's the best way you'll know. Okay? And please don't open the Quran and place your finger here. You know what? Oh, it's shaitan. It's an angel. Oh, we're going to go through. Nothing of that. I get this all the time. So please make sure it's a tangible thing that you will see things are going to get better. And by the way, if things are going good and you're doing istikhara and nothing changes, continue. Remember, let Allah make the decision on your behalf now. So nothing will change. If then it's good, then everything is going fantastic, then keep going. You only stop if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the door. I hope that answers the question. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakum Allah khayran. Wassalamu alaikum. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Nashla sabru utayk. Wassalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, sisters. Once again, thank you for attending today's Super Saturday Sisterhood with the amazing Sheikh Ala. First of all, I need to ask for forgiveness because I said like a boo-boo about you girls when you attacked me while I was trying to say my answer. But I have to be honest, I didn't know it all. But guess what? We